Let's talk about Ben Segura, S-E-G-U-R-A. He was born 12/26/73. This is a 50-year-old gentleman who suffered from morbid obesity some 10 years ago, uncontrolled hypertension, atrial fibrillation, which caused his stroke. Since then, he's been chair-bound slash bed-bound. He weighs 250 pounds now. He has left-sided weakness. Most of the time, he's in a wheelchair because he can't walk on him by himself. He requires help with ADL and wears a pull-up with bowel and bladder incontinency, period. Any paragraph? Social, he's single, never been married, was used to be a heavy smoker and drinker, but he quit all of those and has not smoked or drank for some time, period. His surgical history includes exploratory lap and a pacemaker. Yeah, his medications includes hydralazine, 50 milligram. Thank you, ma'am. Twice a day. Protonix, 40 milligram a day. Seroquel, 100 milligram a day. Look up this. R-A-M-E-L-T-E-O-N. Ramelaton. I think that's Rosarum, 8 milligram for sleep. Then Topamax, 50 milligram a day. And then... R-A-M-E-L-T-E-O-N. Then he takes Rosarum, yeah. So that's Rosarum, 8 milligram a day. Then he takes amiodarone, 200 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler. Corex, 6.25 once a day. Depakote, 250, two tablets twice a day. Duloxetine, Cymbalta, 30 milligram a day. Let's see what else it takes. Okay, those are his medication. His past medical history is consistent with stroke, left-sided weakness, anemia, renal insufficiency, depression, gastroesophageal bleed, hemiplegia, related to CVA, insomnia, bladder dysfunction, and atrial fibrillation. There you go. Then his allergy, no allergies. And then he has a history of sleep apnea because of his obesity. Used to wear a CPAP. His O2-sat stable, but I'm sure he needs at least oxygen at nighttime at this time. He's a very pleasant man. He's alert. He's awake. He's had a lot of memory loss, both long-term and short-term after his stroke, period. He's running out of his medication. He's been looked at for end-of-life care, which hopefully the hospice company will provide his medications for him at that time. Period. Then on exam, he weighs 250 pounds, 104 over 68, 75, 97%, room air. Heart positive, symptoms of still look with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft lower extremity, trace edema, neurological left sided weakness. Assessment, here we have a 50-year-old unfortunate plumber with a history of hypertension, uncontrolled tobacco abuse, ETOH abuse, morbid obesity, atrial fibrillation, which because of noncompliance caused his stroke some 10 years ago, period. Any paragraph, has continued to get worse. He was able to ambulate with a walker, but no longer able to, period. Any paragraph, he has now bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears a diaper. He has seizure disorder because of his stroke, period. Any paragraph, he has a history of sleep apnea, hypoxemia at night, which... And used to use a CPAP, which he's not he doesn't use at this time period. He's no longer smoking, but nevertheless, it's taking a toll on his lungs. Also put in there somewhere, COVID immunization is up to date somewhere. Period. And he got blood pressure is controlled at this time with weight loss. He does have aspiration with eating and a high risk of developing aspiration pneumonia. Period. And he got patient is a yeah. Patient meets the criteria for end-of-life care with a history of long-standing CVA with worsening condition. Thank you.